Opening the show on September 16th, Pug Heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily, Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hi everyone, it's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Emily, and this week I have a playlist about technology. I've done this before, because I feel like there are so many songs about technology and just like the changes of the times, and I feel like technology is the type of thing where you point to it and you say it, and then it like references a specific time and maybe conjures an image. For example, we have a song about like VCRs this week, and I hadn't heard about VCRs in so long, but you know, I am old enough that I was a child, like I was a very small child, and we had a VCR, and we had a bunch of VHS tapes. There was like Dora the Explorer, Foursquare, Maggie and the Ferocious Beast, if you've heard of it. Technology is just something that interests me in general. When I'm talking about this, I'm thinking about, you know, movies and the ability to make movies and phones. And a little bit about me is I'm studying film and media here at Queen's. So a lot of the stuff we talk about, especially the classes that I choose, end up being about like technology and also just like the internet and the things that people do on the internet and music. And that's what I'm thinking about a lot, basically. So that's why I have this playlist. And I've made, I think, one about the internet specifically, which is great. I loved that one. But this one is just kind of more general, like technology. And we've got songs about DJs, sexting, online dating, VCRs, like I said, just the internet in general, and like phones. This first song is a song that I found on TikTok, and it was one of those videos where a person stops someone and they say, "What are you listening to right now?" And it was this guy, and they just played a little bit of the song, but I was hooked. It is Let It Go by Peter Broderick. It's super like mystical and gloomy, and the lyric that really caught my attention was he says, "The old mystic in me wants to believe we don't need all this technology." And yeah, I guess he's older than me. I feel like he's talking about phones here, and he's talking about like people being sucked into phones and laptops and TVs and not going outside and meeting people and being social. I do wonder if I would be a different person if I didn't grow up on the internet, or if I didn't grow up like just having technology in general. And I also fear having like iPad kids, because the idea of iPad kids sucks. But I see all these videos of millennials, respectfully, millennials being like, "Well, you don't know how hard it is. Like, sometimes you just need a way to get your kid to be quiet and like, you know, occupied. And so you give them a tablet." The thing about this is I just feel like I was bored a lot when I was a kid. I was just bored because I couldn't do things all the time. And also, when I was bored, I would complain about being bored. Yeah. So I guess that was just my parents just dealt with that. But I don't think it's so bad. Let a kid be bored sometimes. Anyway, we've got Let It Go by Peter Broderick. It's a long one. It's beautiful. I could listen to it over and over. And then we've got This Is the Dream of Wynne and Regine by Owen Pallett. It seems to be a song about I think it's about like technology. It's about Montreal. It's about VCRs. It also kind of has the same vibe as Let It Go. So that's why I put them together. Okay. This is Let It Go by Peter Broderick.
Face the truth of where I stand on this line, curving up, bringing down what I see as a natural time. I hope I can keep. I hope I can keep up. It's not a race now to the end of the maze, but I see these machines eating up all of our days. And I'm pulled both ways to leave it on stay. So should I try to keep up? Oh, will I try to keep up? The old mystic in me wants to believe we don't need all this technology. At all, then you'll always agree. just a disease.
Prince of Bars, can't wait until you, can't wait till you unsubscribe. I'll be a lonely scribe. But what if they like it and lock us in a cannery with your accordion until we can. Can get along. We can get along. Patrio, mighty, it's young, but Montrio won't break us down.
tried and tried and tried to keep the crowds away.
That was Claw Machine by Sloppy Jane and Phoebe Bridgers, and before that it was This Is the Dream of Win and Regine by Owen Pallett. Yeah, that last one was from the soundtrack I Saw the TV Glow that came out this summer. It was a movie. It was a cute, like, indie A24 movie. I watched it with my friend Alicia. It was so great. I don't know. That's the type of movie I walked out and I was like, yeah, okay, like, I get it. It was kind of confusing, but it won me over just with the vibes. So, yeah, I've got a couple songs from that soundtrack on this week. Coming up, we've got Virtual Hug by Bloomsday and Everyone I've Never Met by Leith Ross, which are both songs that I think are about dating people online or maybe just connecting with people over the internet or on your phone. Yeah, this is Virtual Hug by Bloomsday.
I said you. Take off a kiss and goodbye.
Especially in malls, they sprint by skinny models that are nearly 10 feet tall. Highways make me fidget, there are way too many cars, and I'm sure I'd like the drivers if we pulled aside to talk. But from my window, they are just a bumper and a light, and I can't see their eyes. I get my food delivered and my books sent to my door, and I don't talk to people anymore. Barstools make me sweaty when there's someone I probably look so stupid climbing up there on my own, and the man behind the bar is probably lovely with his kids, and I am just the ass who didn't order a drink. I kissed a girl from the internet and her lips were cold, but I don't talk to people anymore. I get my food delivered and my books sent to my door, but I don't talk to people anymore. I miss everyone I've never met. 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 I miss everyone.
That was Demi Moore by Phoebe Bridgers, and before that it was Everyone I've Never Met by Leigh Ross. Yeah, I put that Phoebe Bridgers one because gotta get that Phoebe Bridgers quota into every Sad Song Central show. On top of that, that's definitely my favorite song about sexting, and it's also one of the best ones from her first album, Stranger in the Alps. So this next one is from probably the funniest band I know about right now, Laundry Day. It's going to be Why Is Everyone a DJ? And it's so true. Why is everyone a DJ these days? I feel like so many people I meet, they have like a DJ SoundCloud type thing. And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Respectfully, DJing seems so cool. But then how are there so many DJs? But then whenever I go to like a club, the DJ is not hitting. Never. Never is the DJ hitting, like rarely ever. And so, I mean, it's an imperfect system. It's an impossible thing to win, I guess. But I feel like there's so many DJs, but the quality is not high. Respectfully. I love how I'm roasting DJs right now. Like, I don't actually hate DJs. I'm just like, I don't know, I'm in a mood. Anyway. Yep, it's going to be Why Is Everyone a DJ by Laundry Day. And then after that, it'll be Surround Sound by Grace Gardner, which is a new one for me. A new artist, a new song. So, yeah, okay. This is Why Is Everyone a DJ by Laundry Day.
This is Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Everyone around. You can use my body, but you won't tag my pain through the mud. You can go and say it, but saying it doesn't change what it was. It was round, round, oh round, but baby it all comes back around. Maybe I should've got the goodies. 4 years, 450 pounds. Wait, now I gotta get a job, shit. Working out till I'm 16 on the ground. Ground, oh ground, but baby it all comes back around.
Even when you're tired, my sins, my hands keep moving for fun. Comes back around.
Or else it wouldn't have happened this way. and think yours were the secrets I'd keep. Didn't think I'd put you this high up on the list of best things that ever happened to me.
He likes to live without. He's a crooked little gentleman.
That was Starburned and Unkissed by Caroline Polachek. And before that, it was Very On Long Guy by Always. Yeah, I think I've played the Always one before. I love that one. I also think it's so funny, like, to describe someone as online is definitely, like, a newer thing. I don't think people, like, how could you be, you wouldn't be an online person if you were, if there was no internet, right? Like, back in the 1900s or whatever. So it's a weird descriptor, and it's, like, it's kind of good, but it's kind of bad, depending on the person you are. I think I consider myself a pretty online person, for better or for worse. I like the internet, and I want to know about the stuff that's going on there. Whereas, I don't know, I also do envy people that are offline. It kind of feels like maybe they're more free, maybe their life is better than mine, I don't know. But then also when people start bragging about it too much, I'm like, okay, good for you. Like, let me be, I want to be on the internet, so. Yeah, and then Starburn and Unkissed is also one of the songs in the movie I Saw the TV Glow, and I listened to it before and I was jamming out. Like, Caroline Polachek is such a slay all the time. I don't know, she never misses. I love all her songs. Ever since I heard So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings and it kind of went viral on TikTok, she's just very satisfying to me. And then when I was watching the movie and they played this song, I was like, yes, yes. So, okay, this next one is going to be Digital Bath by Deftones. And then after that, it'll be PGA by Shrewd. Shrewd, guys. I played them a couple weeks ago. They're like the coolest band in Toronto and also the hottest. And this is their, from their, like, only album that's recorded. So, yeah. This is Digital Bath by Deftones.
New life break.
That was PGA by Shrewd, and before that it was Digital Bath by Deftones. We've got one song left. We're coming to the end of Sad Song Central. Thanks for listening. That last one almost makes me like sad and like nostalgic for this past summer and the summer before, because I remember the first time I saw Shrewd play, they were so impressive. I was like, the vibes were getting kind of low, and then they went on, and the energy and the songs and like the togetherness of the band, they were just really good. It's so fun. I've seen them play PGA a few times, and people like chant, they go like, "Why do you hate me?" And everyone's like yelling and moshing, and then you leave like covered in other people's sweat, and it's such a spiritual experience. So yeah, I really love them. I also kind of put this here in my head, the like relation, I was relating it to like the internet and people comparing themselves to other things and other people on the internet. And yeah, like girls, she's saying like, why do all the pretty girls hate each other? Kind of like just comparison to other people in general, but it's kind of a loose reference. I just wanted to play Shrewd. Yeah, this next one's going to be Mammoth by Molly Drag and Fog Lake. It's a collaboration that I never really saw coming. They're both cool bands that I've been playing because they're Canadian, and also just because they're, you know, they're cool, chill. I like their vibes. And yeah, they have this song together. So yeah, that's how we'll end the show, in kind of a slower, chill way. Yeah. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. This is Mammoth by Molly Drag and Fog Lake.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Terry and Sherry, and we're live, and it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
What are we going to talk about today, Terry?
Well, we're going to talk about Columbia House and the rise, the fall again. They tripped a little more. They pivoted.
I was saying earlier that they were the king and queen of pivot before pivot was a word.
Yeah, they were. They fell a lot.
They did fall a lot. So we did KTEL last week, and we're going to stay along that theme and that genre. And so this week we're going to talk about Columbia House.
Yeah, the Columbia House, and it was Columbia House Music Club, and it included. It started in the 50s in the U.S. and then moved into Canada in the 70s.